Many Dayton Public Schools parents came to voice their concerns about the district at a town hall meeting last night. The meeting, held just 1 month before the start of state standardized testing, comes at a critical time for DPS. WISO's April Leslie reports the struggling district is facing state takeover in September if student test scores don't improve this year.
Parents and community members discussed a number of long-standing DPS issues at the meeting, including transportation and the use of long-term substitute teachers. They also brainstormed ways the district could improve. Nathan Shields, a teacher at Thurgood Marshall High School, suggested creating testing boot camps for students during school breaks.
Inviting students in to get additional support and instruction as we gear up for testing season.
Board member Jocelyn Reinard has been thinking about testing season a lot lately. The district has earned failing grades on state tests for the last 2 years. This year's results will determine whether the district is taken over by a state academic distress commission in the fall. Reinard says she's talking to state lawmakers about eliminating the takeover system.
The state takeover law doesn't work. It hasn't worked in Youngstown or Lorain or East Cleveland. And they don't want to have a system in place that hasn't worked in the past. And there is real consensus to change things. The question is, what will the change be? What will it look like?
This month, lawmakers at the State House introduced two bipartisan bills related to state academic distress commissions. One would put a moratorium on further state takeovers. The other would abolish the system altogether. Both bills have yet to move out of committee. For WISO, I'm April Leslie.